Senator Ted Stevens is back in the state after last week's indictment on 7 felony charges. Senator Stevens discussed the charges and his re-election bid during a visit to Ketchikan over the weekend. KRBD's Deanna Garrison has the story.
Despite a number of polls showing him trailing presumptive Democratic nominee Mark Begich, Stevens says it is the verdict of his upcoming trial that will determine whether he'll continue his reign as the U.S. Senate's longest-serving Republican.
The verdict is the general election. Let's face it.
Stevens says he is innocent. He says he was surprised when a Washington, D.C. grand jury handed down the indictment last week.
We firmly thought that we had given them everything they asked for and done everything they wanted us, and that we had shown them the records from which they could have gotten the answers that we will not deliver in trial. I did not expect this indictment. The way it was presented, the fact that it just came out of the blue, we did not expect it. And normally, a case would not be brought against a candidate so close to an election.
Stevens pled not guilty in federal district court Thursday on charges that he failed to disclose upwards of $250,000 worth of gifts and services from Veeco and former Veeco CEO Bill Allen. Allen and Veeco Vice President Rick Smith have pled guilty to charges that they bribed state politicians. Stevens reminded voters Saturday that he is not accused of taking bribes.
This investigation is on a charge, a case brought against me for failure to disclose gifts. It's not some multi-million dollar scandal or bribery charge or anything else. It is a failure to disclose gifts.
Stevens says he is grateful that he was granted a speedy trial, which he expects to be completed before the November general election. Jury selection in that trial is tentatively scheduled to begin on September 24th.
I'm coming home very much really reassured at the soundness of our whole constitutional system.
Stevens' legal team is asking to move the trial from Washington, D.C. to Alaska. He says the primary reason for that request is for the